Coin.com.
When the 49ers lost Trey Lance for the season, there's no doubt the team's offensive ceiling took a hit. Jimmy Garoppolo isn't capable of airing it out like a Patrick Mahomes, but then who is? But he is capable of limiting mistakes and getting the ball to his playmakers. And when you add an elite offensive play caller and Kyle Shanahan, weapons like Debo Samuel, and one of the better defenses in all of football, sometimes that's all you need to be successful. I'm Dan Patrick.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studios, where every Tuesday buy 10 wings, get 10 wings free. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. For 75 years, NCMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Bottom of the hour, Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News covers the NFL. We'll talk to Vinny about that. He's a Northwestern grad, three-time Jeopardy champion. Maybe probably bring up the Northwestern, the new renderings for Ryan Field at some point during the conversation as well, but mostly NFL. You heard the music. Dave Sinikin is here. ZoneCoverage.com is where you can read Dave. Dave is about to embark along with a plane full of Packer fans over to UK to watch their Packers take on the New York Football Giants. And Dave joins us. Dave, Trent, Ken, thank you for coming on. As much as I want to go back and talk about the New England win and the preview of the Giants game, I want to learn about just kind of the FAQ of what you guys have in store once you land over in the UK. I guess you leave Thursday. Dave, I watch these things every year, and I see some of the social media, and I see some of the Vikings fans up there this past weekend. You know, this is something that this would be a blast. It's tough to get me out of central Iowa, but man, oh man, if there's ever something that would move me to get on an airplane and fly across the world, this might be it. I think you guys are having a great time.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've never been to England. I have been to Europe once on a family trip to Italy and Amsterdam years ago, but this is my first trip to London, and to know that there's a Packer game kind of at the end is still right. Sort of hard to fathom. But yeah, we actually take off tomorrow night. We land Thursday morning, London time, and Thursday and Friday are pretty much set up. We'll have kind of tourists through a motor coach visiting some of the main sites around London, guided tours. Saturday is pretty much our own, and obviously Sunday is the game. And I think because basically the whole world is flying out of Heathrow on Monday, we're sticking around till Tuesday. So we kind of get a bonus day on Monday to do whatever we want to do. So we've been scouting, my wife and I, some of the places we want to check out. And my daughter's coming along with us. So we're just so excited. And just, you know, Packers fans, Giants fans, two passionate fan bases. Mm-hmm. I just can't wait to get a feel for what that town's going to be like later this week.
Really, really cool idea, and certainly saw some people that were there last week with the Vikings. If you don't mind us asking, what's the cost on something like this? We know bowl trips here, always a big deal. Charter, you're going to pay a little bit more. What is something like this? What's the investment for, say, a couple to go over?
I think it was about $3,000, not including the tickets to the game, because those came out, the price came out after we set up the trip. But that includes, you know, hotel, five nights in a hotel right by Regent's Park, right central London, breakfast every morning, transportation to and from the airports, to and from the stadiums, obviously the itinerary throughout the week. So, you know, not terrible. I think what caught a lot of us by surprise was the price of tickets and how difficult they were to get. That's something new this year because they weren't allowing travel groups to buy blocks of tickets. We were all kind of on our own. So that was a bit of a scramble, and certainly more expensive than I think any of us expected. But you sort of, I think, mark it down as one of those once in a life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So give us an idea, Dave.
Eating a lot of ramen when you get back.
I'm with you. Give us an idea of ticket price. I mean, get in, say, end zone uppers as opposed to, you know, you're somewhere in the lower bowl, you know, 30, 40 yard line. And do you have a range of ticket prices for an event like that?
Guys, this was so crazy. I mean, they were supposed to go online, tickets for sale, like at 10 a.m. one morning in July. I jumped online 3 hours early, and I was 300,000 in line.
Holy mackerel.
And actually, 3 hours later, I was actually up to bat, and I'm in line, and now I can buy tickets, and it said zero tickets available. So for those trying to buy tickets directly through the NFL, it was impossible. So we had to turn to the StubHubs, the Vivid Seats, you know, the third parties. And, you know, I scrambled to find three tickets. We're about at the five-yard line in the upper, you know, the upper section, about as high up at that stadium as you can get. And I think before fees and all the extras that those guys put on, they were about 430 pounds, which was, I think, about $475 a piece. So when you tack on all the fees, you know, they were close to $600 a ticket, and that's for, like I say, somewhat nosebleed seats. They're really expensive.
So, but what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to the game.
You want to go? You got to go.
You got to go. You got to make it happen. Dave Sinekin joining us, the head cheese. All right, Dave.
Zone coverage.
And zonecoverage.com. Let's get into.
I'm still the head cheese.
It is still. Yes. He's still TC Head Cheese on Twitter. What's wrong with Green Bay? That was a Bailey Zappe performance. Yes, the play clock was to zero and negative one and negative two before the sack was actually made. But, boy, it just a week one performance like that against Minnesota, we've seen that before. Is something wrong here? Is something amiss? Your thoughts overall a month in?
Yeah, I'm not going to put myself on the bridge, you know, ready to jump off at this point. I look at the first half offensively, and it was the worst first half of Aaron Rodgers' career. And, you know, I'm going to give Bill Belichick some credit for knowing how to scheme a defense and take things away. And coming off a loss, he definitely had his defense ready in the first half. Second half, Green Bay's offense looked a whole lot better. You know, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon combining for 6 yards of carry, and the Pack putting up, you know, plenty of points in the second half. What bugged me was that the defense – in the second half, particularly the third quarter, when third-string quarterback's in, and you know they're going to run the football, and they're still getting 6-7 yards pop. And what's concerning is you see guys like Devondre Campbell, who was an all-pro last year, just an amazing story, missed 4 tackles all season. He's now missed 6 tackles through 4 games and really looks nothing like the guy we saw last year, which is a kind of a head-scratcher. Hopefully he'll figure it out. The defense did get their act together and forced 3 3-and-outs the final 3 times the Patriots had the ball. I'll be honest, when they got it in overtime at the 49, I thought it was curtains. I mean, they needed basically 10 yards to kick a field goal and win the game, and Green Bay got the 3-and-out against Bailey Zappe. I think it's a work in progress. I think, you know, for me, you know, Elgton Jenkins at right tackle, still trying to figure things out in that position. He got beat all day long by Matthew Judon. Bakhtiari able to play about 3/4 of the game. He's ready to go full-time. You're seeing the development of the rookie receivers. Romeo Doubs is being targeted more than anybody, and while he's infuriating when he drops the ball, he also shows amazing abilities that are going to translate as the season goes on. So I think it's a work in progress, and I've said it all along. I don't care if this team's 11-6 or 14-3. I want this team to be as healthy if possible in January for the playoffs, because I do think, you know, if they have the guys they want out there come January, I'll take my chances against anybody. You know, losing Adrian Amos in the first quarter to a concussion, that's the problem. They don't have depth behind him at safety. He was all over the field the first 2 series. He's out, and now you've got a special teamer trying to take his spot. You know, you lose him, you lose Jair Alexander, and your defense isn't going to be quite as chic as you want it to be. So I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid here and say it's all great. I'm also not overly concerned. The Pack's 3-1 and has yet to win the turnover battle one game this season.
Alan Lazard was never meant to be a number one receiver in the NFL. Having said that, he brings so much to this team. Dave, as much as I enjoy him, you know, he made that play down the sidelines, that diving catch. That was a highlight reel. And obviously the chemistry that 12 and Lazard have together, you can see it. But I like watching Lazard when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, right? When he's asked to make a block on the edge or just be involved. Boy, oh boy, he's really good at stuff that, you know, some of the receivers don't take a real liking to doing. Lazard's different that way.
Yeah, he plays with an attitude for sure. And, you know, that's what earned him a spot on this roster to start with, his willingness to block, his ability to block. I remember when they first signed him, there were thoughts about converting him to tight end, you know, letting him bulk up just a little bit because he is such a big, physical guy. Now, clearly they made the right decision, kept him a wide receiver, and now he's got, as you say, an opportunity that he would never probably expect it to be. And I do think he has the ability to be a number one receiver in this league. Let's think about it. You know, it's really just his third game where he's getting his legs, you know, and now he's starting to look like that guy. What did he have? Six catches for 116. Mm-hmm. The catch you referenced was on a 3rd and 10 in a really key moment. It was a low percentage play, and he laid out and made the grab. But, yeah, he's more than just a receiver. This offense is predicated on the run. They've got a guy in Aaron Jones who's as explosive as just about anybody when he gets to that edge. And when you got a guy like number 13 clearing the way, it makes things a lot easier. He's the complete package. Mm-hmm. I'm really hopeful he stays healthy because I think he could have a super season this year.
Outside of goofiness of a long trip over to London, this Giants team, injuries at the quarterback spot, they got their own set of issues at this point in time. What concerns you most, though, about the Giants?
That's an easy one. I'm already dreaming about Saquon Barkley running wild with his team.
Yep.
They've got to tackle well. They've got to wrap up. It's so nice to see him get his juice back, and he looks like Saquon we saw at Penn State. He'll be a problem for sure. Explosive play. He's got everything. He's the kind of running back that can give Green Bay trouble, especially if those linebackers aren't doing their job. So, yeah, we don't know if Daniel Jones is going to play. It might be the Davis Webb show. Green Bay might another break, but you know they're probably a fraudulent 3-1. But you got to give that new coaching staff credit. Mm-hmm. The defense is out there playing hard, and they're rushing the passer. And I'm not sure they can blitz Sunday as much as they'd like to. But I'm concerned about Saquon. If I'm Dave Holden of that staff, I want 30 touches for number 21 and see if Green Bay can stop him.
Dave, great stuff. Enjoy your trip over there. Was anxious to have you on and talk about it in advance. So we'll do the same, obviously, when you get back in anticipation of that next week. Later in the week. You come back on Tuesday, you said, right?
Yep, we're back Tuesday afternoon.
Good stuff. ZoneCoverage.com, as you can read. Dave, are you going to be doing a travel blog while you're gone?
Yep, we'll be doing blogs. I'll be doing my show from there on.
Will you? Good stuff.
As well. So, yep, we'll be doing it all. So, can't wait.
Good stuff. Year number 27 for Dave Sinekin. Packer Preview, KFAN.com on Sunday mornings. Dave, thank you. Enjoy yourself.
My pleasure, guys. Cheerio.
Cheerio. See you later. Good stuff. Dave Sinekin. Zone coverage, theheadcheese.com. That's a hell of a trip. $3,000 plus your ticket to get in.
A little cheaper than I thought.
Yeah, you know, $500 gets you in the $600 with the fees. It's not cheap by any means.
No.
But I could have, I'm with you. I thought maybe it's a grand. But it's crazy how the third parties always get the tickets, right?
Right.
I mean, Sinekin's in line for 3 hours. He's number 300,000. He gets to the front of the queue and they're gone. But StubHub finds a way and Vivid Seats finds a way. And it's the same way at the Super Bowl. They get the tickets.
Right.
And they upcharge, and anyways. Does the NFL have a piece of that? They must.
They do with, was it Ticketmaster or StubHub?
They must have a deal with that, right? Because they're not just going to let anybody, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry company come in and take that money away. Trent, here's the craziest part of the Super Bowl, and I don't know a lot of people know this. You know you can't tailgate at a Super Bowl? You can't get on within a certain radius of the stadium. They have security. So what Super Bowl were we at? We tried to do that. 43, mm-hmm. Arizona versus Steelers.
Okay, yeah.
That was James Harrison when he ran out of bounds and nobody saw his foot go out of bounds, but he scored at the end of the half. And that an unbelievable play at the end of the game, Santana Moss. Mm-hmm. Remarkable. But so
Santonio Holmes.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. So we're in a parking lot, grass parking lot, probably a mile away from the stadium.
Yeah.
And we weren't setting up to do anything like that, but there's a bunch of Steelers fans around us. Mm-hmm. The NFL comes by and shuts them down.
Really?
You can't grill hot dogs. You can probably, I think you could have a beer, but you can't do any grilling because they want you to eat once they get in the stadium because they get all that money. They just take over everything.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It is. The parking, it's all NFL. The tailgating, can't do it. Can't do it.
Ever.
Ever.
Lock it down.
They do. That's and they have security and golf carts roaming the lots.
So, you've been to Super Bowls.
Three of them.
You've been to a Rose Bowl.
Yes.
You've been to the Kentucky Derby.
Yes. Number of times.
What's still on your list? Again, with the caveat, you have to leave Central Iowa to actually do it. What do you really still want to do?
I really don't. I don't want to see a golf tournament.
No.
It's better on TV.
Mm-hmm. World Series
no,
game?
No,
Not really.
Well, oh, I know what it is. It's Winnipeg Game 7 and the Jets in Winnipeg. But that'll never happen.
Even just seeing a Jets playoff game in person again?
No, I've seen that too many times. My heart broken too many times. I don't think I have anything, Trent. Rose Bowl was on my list. Mm-hmm. That was the number one thing. I'll never forget the feeling when I saw the Twin Spires for the first time in 1990, when I walked into Super Bowl 31, my wife and I knowing we're at the Super Bowl, and just the feeling I had. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like euphoric. And then the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Just seeing that freaking granddaddy of them all, that stadium, when you get close to it and you see the logo, the sign. Oh, my God. It's in a community. Mm-hmm. It's in a neighborhood.
Yep, that's what it is.
That's what it is. And it's so beautiful, isn't it?
It's great.
Well, how about you? What's on your list?
Been the Final Four.
Yeah, that was high on your list.
Super Bowl does not interest me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the Bears would make it,
mm-hmm.
just not something high on my list. I mean, it would be a World Series game with the Twins.
Yeah.
I've told the story before. My grandparents won tickets in a lottery. First of all, I thought I won tickets to the ALCS in 87. I was calling some radio station, was giving away tickets. Finally got through, starts ringing, yelling at my mom. I'd been calling all morning long, waiting for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
It was a guy that line got crossed, and he'd been getting phone calls all morning long. Remember when that used to happen?
Lines get crossed?
Where you dial the number, and it goes to somebody else's number? That used to happen.
No.
I lived in the country. Maybe
I was going to say, on party line? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's just...
Did you guys have
those?
Oh,
yeah, we had those.
Where you pick up the phone and somebody else...
And the guy's just like, yeah, no, I've been getting calls all morning long. I'm like, take your receiver off the hook. I don't know if he was waiting for some kind of big call or something. But, yeah, so thought I won tickets to the ALCS. That didn't happen against the Tigers. 91. My grandparents get 4 tickets. Oh, I'm the biggest Twins fan, obviously, in my family. I'm going up to Minneapolis with Grandpa and Grandma, going to watch... Took my 2 cousins that live up there.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So they like them better than you?
Apparently. Well, they are also older, so I guess that was the
reason. No, they
like
them better than you.
There's no way. There is certainly not Nate. Chris was maybe...
Chris, you can see, okay.
He was as big of a Twins fan probably at that time. Not Nate.
What's wrong with... What does the family not have to do with Nate? Where did Nate go wrong?
He just wasn't as big of a baseball fan as I was at that time.
So that's all it was. It was nothing to do
with... But, you know, it was only 30 years ago. I don't hold a grudge.
No, apparently not. It's 11:25. Vinny Iyer will join us. When we come back, we'll get into the NFL from a 32-team perspective. But good for Sinekin. That's going to be a blast. That really would be a fun time. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll do that. Trent's Play of the Day, Circus Sports, that sponsors that. That's coming up here at about 10 minutes before noon. Miller and Condon are on Des Moines Sports Station, 106.org.
Joined by Dr. Heidi Bell from Elite Eye Care, University Avenue, West Des Moines, and the Eye Company in Ankeny. Dr. Bell, tell us about vision therapy.
Not only are we doing vision therapy to rehab visual issues that are impacting reading, learning, and sports in general, but we're also using vision therapy to enhance visual skills like eye-hand coordination, timing, reaction speed, and overall accuracy and efficiency. To get started with our sports vision therapy, get a comprehensive eye exam at either of our locations at the Eye Company in Ankeny or in our West Des Moines location.
That's Elite Eye Care in West Des Moines and the Eye Company in Ankeny. And online, iDr. Des Moines, KXNO.
I'm Dr. Kevin Baker, a Des Moines dentist and chair of this year's Iowa Mission of Mercy, a free 2-day dental clinic. The Iowa Mission of Mercy, or as you might know it, IMOM, is coming to the Varied Industries Building at the Iowa State Fairgrounds November 4th and 5th. Doors open each day at 6 a.m. and patients are seen on a first-come, first-served basis. Dental professionals from across the state will provide cleanings, fillings, and other simple dental procedures. DART is offering free transportation to the fairgrounds for patients. For more information, go to IWAMOM.
Whatever you get podcast.
Guys, are you looking for an excuse to watch football all weekend long? Then schedule your vasectomy with the Urology Center of Iowa. The Urology Center of Iowa offers nitrous during your vasectomy, cutting-edge technology to help you relax during your procedure. Make the call to 515-400-3550. That's 400-3550 or online at iowauro.com. Vasectomies with the Urology Center of Iowa. And tell them you heard it on...
At 3 on KXNO.
NFL action is in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. We're talking touchdowns, big plays, and a potential for even bigger wins for you. New customers, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win on the money line. You'll get $200 in free bets if they do.
And check this out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. If there's a matchup that you like, like, just pick a couple of players, a couple of props in that game, and you'll be able to fire away. To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on the stepped-up same-game parlays once per game and do it all season long.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use promo code KXNO to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. Again, promo code KXNO, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. Parlay and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. After the storms hit Central recently, you see companies from all over the country come to Iowa to take advantage of Iowans' misfortune. They're here today, gone tomorrow. You want to stick with companies you know, companies like Wolf Roofing. You know Wolf Roofing will be here long after the storm. They've been here for over 25 years. Wolf Roofing and its employees are Central Iowans just like you. When storms hit and misfortune happens, they take care of their own. Go to Wolf Roofing.
Sent you in.
Now back to Miller and Condon on 106.3 KXNO. Here's Ken and Trent.
Hi, welcome back. Just past 11:30, Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. We take you until noon. Circus Sports sponsors Trent's Play of the Day. That's coming up here in about 20 minutes. Right now, our friend Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News, Northwestern grad, three-time Jeopardy champion. He'll remind you that he did lose in the fourth game, but he joins us. Vinny, Trent, and Ken, thank you for coming back on, as always. Vinny, before we get to the NFL, your alma mater, Northwestern, unveiled some renderings for the new Ryan Field. Boy, it looks great, Vinny. Just your thoughts, 35,000, probably the right number. When you saw what the stadium will look like someday, what popped in your mind?
Well, I do appreciate the investment, but I wish the program was doing a little bit better coming off the heels of last season. It doesn't look much better here starting Big Ten play. Well, continuing Big Ten play, I should say, because they didn't beat Nebraska. I guess the whole Big Ten West feels their pain, but yeah. At this point, it's good to see it. I think it's overdue for a lakeside on-campus stadium. It's been needed for a while, and I also like keeping it small because that's part of it as well. I mean, you're just not going to have the need for that big of a stadium with those fans because we just don't have as many as these big state schools have. So keeping it intimate, using it for other purposes is a good idea here, and maybe it'll generate some interest here, and it'll be good. I think they just need to get the product turned around a little bit on the field with the program.
Let's get into the NFL. And as we look at things a month into the season, we're coming up with these narratives. We think we have things figured out, but year after year, the NFL, it can change on a dime. Look back a season ago. You had Carolina undefeated at 3-0, and they were an awful team. Who's a team right now, that rabbit team, that team that's out there off to a really good start, that you're still not a believer in, that you don't think their record doesn't match up with what you've seen just a couple weeks in?
Well, I think that's an easy one. It's the team playing the Packers in London this week. I mean, yeah. The Giants, I don't buy them. I mean, I don't buy these teams that are getting by winning these close, tight, physical games with field goals or just enough points. I mean, they're just not scoring a lot. There's not much there, and it's getting worse because Daniel Jones is hurt. Tyrod Taylor's hurt behind him, so he's maybe not be an option this week. All your wide receivers are pretty much hurt at this stage, so I don't know how this team is competitive. I think there'll be a bit of a reality check against the Packers, who have kind of righted everything since week one. It seems like that happened last year as well. So it's going to be tough for the Giants going forward when they get in the teeth of their schedule. We already saw them fade against the Cowboys. They still have a couple left against the Eagles. The schedule just ramps up significantly for this team. So they were able to win some games that were interesting, and maybe having the right division on the schedule will help. But overall, I just see this as being a pretty rough year in the end for the Giants. So maybe a little bit of false hope here early in the Brian Daboll era.
Two-part question for you, but it concerns the same game, and it was Sunday night. The Chiefs just took it to Tampa Bay. So your thoughts on the Buccaneers? Might Brady's final year in Tampa, and I think most people believe that, not have the storybook ending that obviously he and his teammates wanted it to. So were you on the Buccaneers? And this Chiefs team, I don't know if they could play any better than they did last week. Are the Chiefs, in your mind, Vinny, now reestablished themselves along with the Bills as the two best teams in football?
Well, I think definitely. I mean, that's where we've been headed for a long time. I mean, the Bengals are still going to be a factor at some point. I mean, the Bengals-Ravens winner is going to have something to say about that as we get deeper into the season. But, yeah, the AFC is pretty limited to a few teams now. The Bills, Chiefs, the Chargers have had too many injuries. The Raiders have faded. The Broncos are still figuring things out. So it's really all about the Bills and Chiefs, and throw in the AFC North team as well into the mix. And then losing the NFC, it's a little bit more wide open, but I think you're going to see it reset a little bit. The Buccaneers had a tough part of their schedule. I mean, their two losses are respectable. They lost to the Packers and Chiefs. So mm-hmm. I think they'll get back on track this week against the Falcons. They have their whole pretty much five games on that NFC South schedule to just destroy and continue to build. Same thing with the Packers, a lot in front of them. So I think you look at these teams, it's the same few teams, right? It's the Packers and Buccaneers and 49ers, three teams that we thought were going to be in the mix. You look at the Bills, Chiefs, and the Bengals probably. So I don't think there are too many surprises there. I think what's going to maybe throw a wrench in this is, does Philadelphia become a bigger factor as we go along? They were a wild card team last year, but they still got to contend with Cowboys, who are just one game behind them at this stage. So that's going to be tough in the NFC East. And then on the other side, is a team such as the Jaguars, are they going to have more confidence as the season goes on with all the young talent and be an upstart kind of the way that Cincinnati was last year? So very interesting landscape in both conferences. I think a little bit more predictable in the NFC so far. The AFC, again, after those top two or three teams, it's really wide open.
Talking with Vinny Iyer as we take a look around the NFL. We see the Rams last night. Not looking good. We've seen the Bengals not look very good. Of the two Super Bowl participants a year ago, who's in more trouble?
I think you look at the Rams, because fundamentally I think the Bengals still know who they are, right? They are Joe Burrow. They're a passing team. They want to open things up. They just needed to fix a few things. And that, then the way they approached it, they are really significantly improved. If you look at the last two games that they're able to win against the Jets and the Dolphins, their pass protection all of a sudden got better. Part of it was Joe Burrow got better. He got rid of the ball when he needed to. He took the plays that were there. He didn't force it to Jamar Chase when it wasn't necessary. So he got better. So I think people have pinned it a lot on the offensive line. But I actually think they played better than people think of protection. I think the bigger question is the run block in there for Cincinnati. But I think Cincinnati's going to be fine. I like them to actually to go into Baltimore and win this week. They match up very well against the Ravens, because that's a team that is going to have to pressure them to get Joe Burrow down, and that's not good, because when you blitz Joe Burrow, like we saw against the Dolphins, he's going to destroy him. So I think the Bengals are going to be fine, and they're probably going to be in real good position to win that division after this week. While Rams, I mean, they'll be lucky at this point to get a wild card. They're still a good team. Very interesting game this week, however, against Dallas, because that can set the tone for two divisions here. If the Rams lose that, then I feel like the 49ers might run away with the NFC West at some point. While if the Cowboys win that, then you're looking at, oh, wait, the Cowboys, we've kind of crowned the Eagles, but the Cowboys without Dak Prescott might be right there with them, and that's pretty impressive.
Indeed. Vinny, I want to bring up Tua Tagovailoa with you and what we saw the Sunday before, and then obviously back on this past Thursday night. There's been one of the doctors, one of the neutral doctors, that's not his official title, but doesn't work for the league. He's lost his gig. How's this going to work itself out, Vinny? The league and the Players Association both have a lot of egg on their face. They have to get this right. Tua was the poster child of it, but it was going to be, you know, it was going to be somebody else if it wasn't him. What do we see going forward as far as meaningful change when it comes to brain injuries?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I think the NFL is really concerned with image above everything else. We know that. And sometimes that's okay if that's the reason. If it's not just, hey, moral responsibility, but bad PR. If that's the reason for change, so be it, you know? That's just the way it's going to be, and you're going to accept that as something that'll do things. But at least there's that, right? If they went in and said, okay, we don't feel like there's a problem at all, if they were in that league of denial to take the title of the documentary about concussions, I don't think they can afford to be that way. I think everyone knows. I mean, this was a national story. It was on the national news. So it wasn't just about Tua getting hurt in the NFL circles. It was everyone paying attention to this. So they know that. The spotlight is pretty bright. I think the Dolphins know that. They're going to take their time with Tua. They're not going to rush him back because that's going to be looking bad on them if that's the case. So I think it'll change the conversation a little bit. It's always good to have this type of thing on a national spotlight. That might happen on Thursday night game where people are talking about it and it's getting people to think about better solutions.
All right, Vinny. As you may remember, I'm a Bears fan. And watching Justin Fields here this first month, it has not been pretty. He had the biggest completion game Sunday against the Giants, but it's not going well. Did the Bears swing and miss a quarterback once again this year, or are you still holding out hope that Justin Fields and the offensive staff are going to get this figured out and he's going to become, at minimum, a competent NFL quarterback?
Well, I think we don't want to rush things. I mean, it's been early. I think you look at the Bears. I mean, they're a team built to run the ball. Their offensive line, you look at their guys. People say how bad it was and Mike March is ripping into it, but I don't think it's bad. I think it's just built to run the ball. It's not a very good pass-protecting line. So learning there in the running game, the Bears look great. I mean, David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert. But, I think you knew that was part of their identity, but now you got to use that running game. You know that it's going to be pretty high here with Herbert or Montgomery or even the threat of Fields. So use that, kind of like the Ravens did. I would borrow some pages from the Ravens that use that, build it up, use the receivers in the same way as the Ravens do. I mean, you have Cole Kmet, you've got a good receiver, Darnell Mooney. He's a good receiver. He just hasn't been able to get the ball. So now you've got to figure out who that third threat in the slot is going to be. Maybe it's Bayless Jones. He comes back. He gives you some speed there as a rookie, and you kind of have that parallel. So I'm going to study the Ravens a little bit more because we know. I mean, Lamar had trouble throwing, and we know where he was. It was early, but then he got into the system. They built things around him, and what happened? I mean, this is what you see from Lamar Jackson now. So I'd be patient. It's year two. He hardly played last year. This is a rookie season starting with a new offense. So be a little bit patient, but I think you want to see something here in the second half of the season, at least, to say that he's our franchise quarterback.
Well, since we started our conversation, a little breaking news when it comes to Tampa Bay and their quarterback, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. New York Post is reporting that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen have both hired divorce lawyers,
wow,
and that is headed for Splitsville. We shall see. Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News. Vinny, your Locked On podcast, where can we find those?
Yeah, just find it on YouTube, on iTunes or Apple Music or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm available there, so check it out. It's up there now, our week 5 waiver wire advice, and then we'll break down start of sit-in for the positions there Wednesday and Thursday, and then do a little DFS talk on Friday. So a little bit of everything there for you. And don't forget about the start sit column. We'll be up at sportingnews.com later today.
Good stuff. We'll be looking forward. Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News. So this all, I mean, who knows what it is, right? But remember when he was gone for in the middle of training camp, that meaning seemingly was, let's try and work this thing out. And he chose football maybe over the supermodel.
Well, it's not like he's going to struggle.
Well, I'm saying he'll be fine. It's all she.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the most beautiful couples in the world. Let's be honest.
And she makes more money than he does.
She does. Significantly more. But that's too bad.
I'm not going to feel real bad.
I'm not going to lose a minute of sleep about it. But what does this do to... I mean, this got to get in his head, doesn't it?
Well,
I mean, is he that much of a robot?
Go back to a couple weeks ago in the Superdome. Just how, as the game started, he's just sitting there like with this blank look on his...
Is that the day he threw the iPad or whatever it is that he...
Yes. Yeah.
Was it?
Where he really struggled until the fourth quarter of that
game.
This has been in his head for a while.
I think it has.
Maybe this is just the relief that he needs.
That it's gone public, somebody broke the story,
right,
and now is no longer a secret.
Looked pretty good Sunday night at times.
Yeah, but so did the Chiefs, man.
Yeah.
That touchdown pass, that video game type touchdown pass. I mean, come on. Right?
He's nuts.
Can't make that play.
I tried to tell you, the sustainability that the Chiefs were going through. Ah, they lost Tyreek. How important that's going to be. The interim, it's...
It's like a 15.
It's a little step down, but you got that guy. And this is not... This is the New England model. It's not about paying guys as they're coming in. It's about sustainability that year in and year out, we'll get to the playoffs and we'll see. And that's what the Chiefs are building.
Oh, they look so good. I don't think they're as good as they looked on this past Sunday, and they're nowhere near as bad, obviously. How'd they lose to the Colts? Come on.
Well, because you had them in Survivor.
That's probably it. 11:45. Somebody's
still alive in that contest here.
You are, aren't you?
I took the Raiders, an 0-3 Raiders team.
And you went on a limb. And you're still alive with your one ticket. That's unbelievable.
It only takes one to win.
I saw that the guy that's leading the millions has one loss.
18-1-1. Two guys tied for the top prize. It was, and then I think he had to be 18-2 to hit the second places. I think there was like a six-way tie. I am 14-5-1.
That's way that gets you in the money. If you're, that percentage
if
is
I,
there.
If I can stay there, sustain
you're
through 18,
you're home, I'm going to cash. You're going to cash.
But I can't afford a 1-4.
No, you can't.
0-4, I'm dead.
Probably so. And they pay the first 100 people?
Yes, top 100.
Great contest. Circus Sports sponsors Trent's Play of the Day. It's Miller and Condon. We're on Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
Trent Condon here for the Urology Center of Iowa. Now's your chance to sit on the couch guilt-free all weekend long watching football while you heal after your vasectomy from the Urology Center of Iowa. The doctors there perform my procedure in less than a half hour. Make the call to 515-400-3550. That's 400-3550 and online at iowauro.com. A guilt-free football watching weekend after your vasectomy.net.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call them.
Like many of you, my home was hit by the storm recently. My roof had hail damage, and I knew there was one place to call. It's Trent Condon for Wolf Roofing. I've known the team at Wolf Roofing now for almost a decade. They're Central Iowans that care about community and doing the job right. Go with a company that you know, a company from here. Go with Wolf Roofing. Set up your appointment at 515-225-8866. 225-8866 or online. Wolf Roof.
1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's time for Trent's Pick of the Day. Brought to you by Circus Sports Iowa. Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, welcome back, Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Time for Trent's Play of the Day, Circus Sports sponsors. Just baseball on the agenda tonight, right? No, there's something else?
Oh, no, we got preseason hockey, preseason NBA, there's soccer going on. Maybe there's only baseball. What
if
is
you're
going
betting
on
preseason NBA or preseason NHL, I was going to say you've got a problem, but we're aware of that.
Yeah, it goes without saying that I have a problem. Why wouldn't I take the Timberwolves tonight plus 5.5 at Miami?
Well.
Why wouldn't I?
Seems like easy money. Yeah,
right, they're just handing it out. Well, I'm playing one baseball game for sure tonight, as you should also.
Oh.
It's the White Sox, because we both need the Twins to win these final two games. So what your investment is, figure out the hedging opportunity here, and I have to do it. It doesn't matter the matchup, I just have to, because for me, and the way that I bet, I invested quite a bit on the Twins on the over this season. So because of that, I'm going to have to buy out a little bit here. And again,
so
bankroll
Giolito's
management.
Giolito's your guy tonight.
Let's go Giolito, minus 135 at Circa. And again, shop around, because at Circa it's minus 135. I look at some of the other shops out there, seeing a lot of minus 150s.
Well, and Trent, we get this all the time. Why didn't Circa give you any sign-up bonuses?
Right.
They don't, but you know what they do? For the most part, you're going to get the best price when you bet.
Make your own sign-up bonus.
There you go.
Because if you bet, and if you win, you'll get more. And if you're a big player, here's the other thing. there's a lot of companies out there that will slow you down.
Mark Hanrahan was cleaning up. What was he betting? I saw he tweeted on this. I don't remember what it was. Within the last couple of weeks, there was an event, and he was cleaning up on it. They wouldn't let him bet. Mark Hanrahan can't be a big bettor.
Right.
I mean, I know.
And that's the thing. We're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars.
He won a couple of days, and they wouldn't let him play again.
That is not Circa's mantra at all.
Right.
We know the people there. That is not what it is about. It is about catering to the actual sports gambler, and that's what you're going to get. Best prices, great VIP services, and you're playing on Circa, and all of a sudden you make a call out there and say, hey, I'm coming. Maybe you can get a little hookup, too. Speaking of that,
Mike Palm and I are doing our first podcast.
Yes. Looking forward to hearing this one.
Yeah, it's called The Hook.
The Hook.
Right.
I love The Hook.
Dipping my toe in the podcast waters after all of these years.
Well, you've been in podcast the radio show and podcast.
President's now. Cup. That's what it was. President's Cup. Thank you. And they shut them down.
That's what some of the companies do.
Uh-huh.
Don't have to worry about that with Circa. So seriously, though, I'm just playing the White Sox. The last parts of baseball can be incredibly difficult. One little nugget, overs late the last couple of games of the season have hit recently a lot. So take a look around. See if there's some overs maybe that you like, and there's a possibility there. Starting pitching, either getting ready for the playoffs or just last start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they're going to have a quick hook. So maybe an angle to look at. Find some overs for tonight.
Indeed. All right. That will do it for us here. For today, what's coming up? Well, we know Murph and Andy will be here. KXNO Drive will be here. We have one pair of tickets to give away to the KXNO Birthday Bash. First caller right now at 515-284-5966. If you're not the first caller, Murph and Andy have some. KXNO Drive have some. We all have some for the rest of the week. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for being with us. We're Miller and Condon, weekdays 10 to noon on Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.